Hello, thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and as we kick off the new week, we want to tell you about a few things happening on Mormon Channel. So new this week on the Mormon Channel is Gospel Solutions for Families, and they're going to be talking about ways to strengthen affection in marriage. So you want to check that out for sure, and if you have any stories you'd like to share with us about it, you can reach out to Mormon Channel on any of our social media outlets. So let's get started with what we're going to be discussing today, and that is four things from Adam and Eve that we can learn about marriage. So obviously that was a really long time ago, but the scriptures tell us a lot about Adam and Eve and their relationship together, and there's a lot that we can learn about our, so to speak, very first parents, Adam and Eve. So the first one that I want to talk about is how they labored beside each other. They didn't live the easiest life, I don't think. And they really had to forge the path in front of them. And so another thing that's interesting is that, so it takes a man and a woman to make either a man or a woman. So they really had to be a team. They couldn't grow and learn and have children and expand, you know, the population without working together. And so labor and love in partnership is really important. They honored their companion. You have to do away with any sense of competition or a place for position. And so anyway, just an interesting way to kind of think about their relationship. Next, they both bore responsibilities of parenthood. There's the commandment to multiply and replenish the earth as your opportunity allows. And also, expand your spiritual guidance, your wisdom, and your health. You will then gain joy and rejoicing in your posterity. And that enrichment becomes beautiful and precious even more with every single passing year. So imagine all the things that they were able to see happen in their lifetime. So much that they made possible because of their sacrifices. They prayed together, and Adam and Eve called upon the name of the Lord, and that's from Moses 5:4. Each of us should follow that pattern of prayer. If we pray with a sincere heart, we will receive guidance and wisdom from our Heavenly Father about what we should do and what path we should take. And finally, they heeded the commandment of obedience and sacrifice in their marriage and in their day-to-day life. They really did sacrifice a lot, didn't they? Now, today, are we forgetting to make sacrifices? Are things too comfy for us? Are we not sacrificing to get to our full potential? Or are we actively participating in our Christianity and trying to grow and learn and become the beings that we're meant to be? So Thomas S. Monson said, happiness does not coexist of a glut of luxury, the world's idea of a good time, nor must we search for it in faraway places with strange sounding names. Happiness is found at home. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Today's song is How Firm a Foundation by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.